This is KUT. After last week's presidential election, the company that owns the Keystone Pipeline said it was interested in finishing out the project. The pipeline was originally planned to carry oil from the tar sands of Canada to the Texas Gulf Coast, but the part linking up the pipe on the U.S. border with Canada was stopped by President Obama. The reason? It would dump more CO2 into the atmosphere and exacerbate climate change. Now that a new administration is taking over, KUT's Mose Bushel reports on the odds that the pipeline will be completed.
Dinara Millington is an oil analyst with the Canadian Energy Research Institute. She says the last few years have not been kind to the Canadian tar sands oil business.
So our institute is forecasting production decline year on year between 2015 and 2016. And the continuous flattening out of production between 2016 and 2017.
The reason? Low crude oil prices. It costs a lot of money to start up production in the tar sands, and with prices where they are, it's not an appealing investment. That can be said for parts of the U.S. as well, even under a new drill baby drill type administration. Phil Flynn is an oil analyst with the Price Futures Group.
You know, it is kind of funny. It's like now a lot of these oil companies are going to have the ability to drill for oil on federal lands and places that they wanted to drill in the past, but they might not be able to because the prices are too low. There's not as much incentive.
So what are the chances that if given the green light from Donald Trump, the Keystone XL pipeline will be completed? Millington says in the short term, in the tar sands region,
there's currently not an immediate need for immediate incremental increase in the pipeline capacity.
But in the long term, investing in the pipeline might make economic sense for TransCanada, the company that owns the pipeline. It depends on deals they can cut with oil producers and refineries. Ken Medlock is senior director at Rice University's Center for Energy Studies.
So the pipeline, I think, would get used. It's just an issue of, you know, how rapidly would it get built? How much incentive is there to expand oil sands production? All those things are on the table, and those are market issues. They aren't policy issues.
But speaking of those policy issues, Millington says the Canadians are keeping a close eye on those as well.
There's been a lot of different things that have been said and promised, but at the end of the day, I think we want to stay vigilant and watchful as to what exactly going to happen. So I guess stay tuned.
Mose Bushel, KUT News.